We're continuing with our consideration of Exodus chapter 15, verse 6. Exodus 15, 6. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. We go forward with this tremendous song of Moses as it details the mighty working of God in operation for showing us who He is and what He has done for the salvation of His people. This salvation was not just for the children of Israel, but for all those whom He has chosen unto Himself from before the eternal ages ever began. He has been working to the perfect plan of establishing a living relationship with those who would desire to know Him heart to heart and spirit to spirit. It is in this truth that we want to see the fact of God's power manifested as the surety and the manifestation that He will do all that is necessary in order to redeem and to keep and to hold those who put their trust in Him. His right hand signifies the full strength of His omnipotence, effectively doing everything that is necessary in order to protect and to keep His people in the security of His faithful and perfect place as His children. We belong to God. And no one and nothing can ever change that or remove us from Him. As this Song of Moses details for us in verses 11 through 13, it is God who has led us unto Himself and to His place of holy habitation. Who is like Thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like Thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Thou didst stretch out Thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. In Thy loving kindness Thou hast led the people whom Thou hast redeemed. In Thy strength Thou hast guided them to Thy holy habitation. God's faithful leading and directing and maintaining of you and me, all those whom He has redeemed unto Himself will always be the cause for us to declare His glory and His majesty moment by moment, day after day, throughout all the years of our lives and forevermore. That is why this current passage of our reading is so wonderful to consider and with which to spend these weeks together in the details of His majestic and magnificent working power. We should find ourselves enthralled with the glimpse that God is showing us of what He has accomplished by the overwhelming might of His own right hand in operation to bring forth salvation. This is a portrait of the strength of God that has been exercised to reveal just how much is part of the full plan and purpose of God in His creation. It gives us a more focused mental picture of who God is as the Lord God Almighty, majestic and powerful beyond any measure. This was declared by King David unto all the people, as we read in 1 Chronicles 29, 11 through 13. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, Thine is the dominion, O Lord, and Thou dost exalt Thyself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou dost rule over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and it lies in thy hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Because of the displayed might of God in his every provision, the people gathered together to proclaim that there was none like him, and that he deserved all praise and adoration forever and forever. The splendor of our God, as majestic as he is in his dealings with the full number of his people, is just as effective and marvelous in the very detailed and personal expenditure of his omnipotence for each one of us individually. Again, listen to David as he declared the graciousness of the power of God shown singly for his own salvation from his many enemies. Psalm 17, 7 through 9. Wondrously show thy loving kindness, O Savior, of those who take refuge at thy right hand, from those who rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings from the wicked who despoil me, my deadly enemies who surround me. This is one of the unfathomable truths of our Lord God Almighty. He is constantly working within the whole of his creation, directing and manifesting his unending and unconquerable and unwavering power to hold all in the course of his design. He deals with the movement of nature and humanity to accomplish that which he commands. And yet, he personally knows you, and he knows me. We are the apple of his eye, cherished and loved and held close in his heart in a most specific and individual manner. He controls the epic forces of everything in this universe, and he still works in the very smallest details of our daily walk on this earth, even to the point of directing us to those items that we have misplaced. Nothing is too great or too small for those whom he has loved unto himself. This tremendous love poured out unto each one of us every moment of every day should cause supreme thanksgiving to well up in our hearts and minds in our every consideration of our Lord God and the way in which he manifests his strong right hand of power and might for us. Please turn to Psalms 44, 1 through 8. So we can rejoice in him together. We declare his might and his power and his triumphant victory with the every fabric of our being. Psalms 44, 1 through 8. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us the work that thou didst in their days, in the days of old. Thou with thine own hand didst drive out the nations, then thou didst plant them. Thou didst afflict the peoples, then thou didst spread them abroad. For by their own sword they did not possess the land, and their own arm did not save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy presence, for thou didst favor them. Thou art my God, O thou art my King, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through thee we will push back our adversaries. Through thy name we will trample down those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor will my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our adversaries, and thou hast put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to thy name forever. Selah. It is no small thing to be so enamored with the glorious might of God in operation throughout his creation. We should be proclaiming with our every breath the full measure of what he has done for us, in us, and unto us in Jesus Christ our Savior and our Lord. The psalmist did so as an example for us to rejoice and honor God in the proclamation of his might and his strength and his victory. Psalm 64 through 8. Thou hast given a banner to those who fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. I will exalt, I will portion out Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbowl. Over Edom I shall throw my shoe. Shout loud, O Philistia, because of me. We should readily acknowledge and rejoice in him as the most awesome Lord God Almighty, who deserves to be glorified and honored for his wondrous working power in evidence. Please open to Psalms 89. As we will read it together, hopefully with hearts and minds that will make known the joy of his saving grace manifested in our lives. Psalms 89, verses 8 through 18. Psalms 89, 8 through 18. O Lord God of hosts, who is like thee, O mighty Lord? Thy faithfulness also surrounds thee. Thou dost rule the swelling of the sea when its waves rise. Thou dost still them. Thou thyself didst crush Rahab like one who is slain. Thou didst scatter thine enemies with thy mighty arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. The world and all it contains, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shout for joy at thy name. Thou hast a strong arm. Thy hand is mighty. Thy right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Loving kindness and truth go before thee. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of thy countenance. In thy name they rejoice all the day, and by thy righteousness they are exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and by thy favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Please take notice of the fact that those who so know the Lord in the deepening relationship of reliance upon him to be our victory are filled with joy and with awe and with understanding. This is so opposite to what this world puts forth as the need for self-reliance and the ability to stand on our own against the every aspect of the survival of the fittest. God is our every source of all that is necessary to deal with the life that He has designed and designated for us. Because He knows us, and He knows what our lives require, He makes Himself to be our shield and our blessed Savior. Praise be to Him forever and forever. As so encouraged, we rejoice together with all those who revel in the goodness and the majesty and the splendor of God in the 98th Psalm. Psalms 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonderful things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained the victory for Him. The Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered His loving kindness and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord. For He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Amen. Notice that because of the tremendous and splendid and unfathomable and unstoppable power and might of God in victory, our lives are to be filled with joy and with singing and with rejoicing and with praises to our Lord. This is to be the characteristic nature and demeanor of those who have been redeemed by the Lord. We will tell others, and we will join together to fill the whole of God's creation with the testimony of His victory and His glorious grandeur. Psalms 118:15-17. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord. It is the prophet Isaiah who details how the salvation of God will be witnessed by all the nations and the tribes of the world. What God does will not be hidden, nor will it be diminished in any sense by time or by the schemes of this age. The work of the Lord's servant, His only begotten Son, will bring everyone to their knees in humbleness and in awe. Please follow along in Isaiah 52, verses 10-15, as we read together our last passage this morning. Isaiah 52, verses 10 through 15. The Lord has bared His holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch nothing unclean. Go out of the midst of her, purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not go out in haste, nor will you go as fugitives. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted. Just as many were astonished at you, my people, so his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Thus he will sprinkle many nations. Kings will shut their mouths on account of him, for what had not been told them they will see. And what they had not heard, they will understand. It will be made manifestly evident for all to see the mighty right hand of God ruling and overruling through the power that is instilled in Jesus Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father. He has, through His death and resurrection, laid waste every other power in heaven and earth. All is now in subjection to Him and under the rule of His sovereignty. While nations and kings and governments, both of men and spiritual entities, may rail against Him, they will never be able to overthrow Him or do anything other than submit themselves to Him. They will all ultimately acknowledge that He is Lord of heaven and earth and sovereign over all that they contain. All the forces of this age are no match for the omnipotence that is His right hand, holy and righteous. So be it. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Amen.